This is the record spin edition a la calle. We're on the streets again. We're coming back. It's so nice to come back to our show and to come to the community. And our first guest today, she comes from North Carolina.
Yeah.
From the South, but she lives here in New York City. We're gonna hear about her story. She's Tracy. She's better known as Monday Blue. And we wanna welcome Tracy. Welcome. Thank you very much for being here. Welcome to Queens. Welcome to the Sony Cycle Record Spin.
Oh, thank you so much to the Sony Cycle team for having me. This is amazing and it's beautiful, and I'm here for everything you're doing, so I'm honored to take part. Thank you for inviting me.
How about if we start by you telling us about your background? Where are you from?
Okay, so I grew up in a town called Jacksonville, North Carolina. Yeah. So on the southeastern coast. My mother's family has been there for generations. My father, he was in the Marine Corps, in the military.
Okay.
And so that town is adjacent to a military base. That's how they met.
Okay.
And that's where I grew up. I haven't lived there in many years.
Okay.
That was my foundation. I lived there until I was 18.
Okay.
And I've also lived in Atlanta, but I've been in New York for 15 years at this point.
15 years,
yeah,
all right.
A long time.
And
yeah.
Did you get into records or into music back there in North Carolina, or it was a thing that happened here in New York?
It happened here in New York. However, music, I feel like always music was around. So my brother, yeah. One of my earliest memories are just my brother playing records for me. He used to babysit. He's 14 years old than me, so I'm very small.
Okay.
And so he's playing Rick James, Brick, Cameo, Parliament, Funkadelic,
of
a lot of, so that's why I remember just being with him, listening to records. And there's always music on, Soul Train on Saturdays,
yeah.
The choir on Sundays at church. I spent my childhood going to church every Sunday.
Yeah, that topic about the church to me is very, very interesting, because we were talking about earlier before we started, and you said it was about community and getting together, and now you're bringing that to the dance floor, to the night. Do you think that is related, that you took that from your life as a young girl in the church, and now you bring it to the dance floor? Is that in a way connected? Do you think so? Have you thought about that?
I think about it a lot. Growing up, my father, he was not religious, so he wouldn't go to church.
Okay.
So, I would talk to him about, so what did they talk about in church today? What did the pastor talk about? And he always said that, probably wasn't for the music, a lot of people wouldn't even show up for church, right? Because, choir, that's a big thing.
Yeah.
And I just feel especially for people from the African diaspora in the South, Black people in the South, Black Americans in the South, for most of them, the church is foundational.
Yeah.
And, no matter what your spiritual, religious journey is, I don't think that ever really completely leaves you, right?
Yeah.
So I do bring that. For me, I started moving away from the church, once I left home, as many people do. But I would seek out places to dance and have that communal experience that was centered around music.
Yeah.
When I lived in Atlanta, there was a big house music scene. And so I just know going to spaces. I remember one party used to be in an abandoned church. It was and they converted it into
The sound there must be crazy, right?
It was amazing. It was really nice. It was really nice. But I've just, my adult life, I feel like, has been spent in just different places where it's people communing around music. I started DJing, since I've been in New York. It's been 8 years now, a little over 8 years. But I feel like I've just been in that culture for a long time. So I just, all those experiences when I DJ, it comes through. How could it not, right? Because it really, for me, DJing, playing music for people, is about transmutation of energy.
Yeah, of course.
You're giving energy, you get energy back from the crowd. Playing off of the energy that you get back from the crowd. But then it's really about community. At the end of the day, it's about joyfulness, community, and energetic vibration.
A lot of the work we're doing with Los Herederos, it's getting together, and the music gets us together. And
yes.
So definitely that background of yours, the cultural background, has affected you as a DJ, as your
certainly,
present
certainly.
For your music. How come did you start collecting records? When did that start? Because you remember your brother, playing those records, did you got some heritage from your brother, the records or something?
So my brother's records, I don't know. He took them when he left home. He took his records with him, right?
Okay. Is he a DJ?
No, he's not. No, he's not a DJ. I mean, he always loves music. He still loves music.
Okay.
And he keeps up with what's new. You know, even though he's partial to, you know,
melomaniac,
older music. But he keeps up with it. He's not a DJ. I will also say this too. My father's side, one of my father's brothers, my uncle Donald. None of them. They're all deceased now. They've all are ancestors. But I do remember when we would go visit him in D.C., he had a basement and he had a ton of records. Like, he had every record that Prince had a hand in at one point. And his records, I don't know. I talked to his son and I don't know where those records went. He had an amazing record collection, as did his one of his sons. And I used to go with him to the record store. I started collecting as an adult. Like, I had some records from my parents, but I really started collecting as an adult and as a DJ. Yeah, and it's it's grown quite a bit. Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah. That's cool. How you see yourself now before versus before?
Okay, before, you know, I was not certain, a lot of uncertainty, you know, not being, you know, knowing what I like, but then learning how to read a crowd, learning how to introduce music to a crowd, right? Building trust, right, whoever's there with you in the party. Those are all these things that you learn over time.
But looking for your identity also. Yourself,
yeah, exactly, right? But and I think sometimes, you know, but the thing is, like, I there are DJs, for instance, I would say there's two DJs that when I was coming up, I really admire, I still admire them, and I have so many more, and some of them now are colleagues and even friends.
Yeah.
But when I was, like, you know, early in my dance floor going out days, Rich Medina and DJ Spinna, I enjoyed them because they played everything. Like, they could play a deep house, they could play it for 3 or 4 hours, they could do hip hop, or they could do soul, funk, disco, right?
Yeah.
So depending on the venue, you know, you might get some of that, all of that, a little of that. It depends.
Yeah.
But there's some things are foundational, if that makes sense. But, like, I enjoy a lot of different sounds. And I'm happiest when I can do a set or be in a space where I can play all those sounds and it doesn't just have to be one thing. You know,
if that makes sense?
Yeah.
You're the DJ that just grab your set, you prepare your set, and you go to the dance floor with your set that you know you already have to play, you have it, and you're playing. Or you're the kind of DJ that kind of adjusts to the audience, waiting for this crowd, oh, they are answering to this, I'm gonna keep on going through this, or they're not answering to this, I'm gonna change the vibe. So how do you do it?
Ooh.
Tell me about that.
That's the $20,000 question. So if you're playing vinyl, right? There's limitations to that, because you're
course,
like, I just
definitely.
Have, you're going to play, and you have bags, it's like, this is what I have.
Yeah.
So I try to give myself different avenues, like, you know what I mean? Just in case I'm going to go here, I can do a little of this, and I can do a little of that, right? It's mostly disco, or I know I'm going to play a lot of disco, so I'll bring that, but I also want to throw in some salsa. I want to throw in some 80s new wave. So I try to bring things, and, you know, you see how the crowd responds.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm saying that comes with experience, just knowing how to, like, vibe. Okay, we're like, that didn't work so well, but let's try this, because, you know.
Yeah.
And it's all in the moment. It's all very organic, right? So I come in like, you know, have an idea of things that I would like to get to or that I think might work. But in the moment, you just kind of just have to flow with it and see how it goes. I will say, though, that especially like if you're in a club, more of a club setting, you know, club managers, what they want people to dance, be in the club. They want to dance and buy drinks.
Yeah. Keep them happy.
Buy drinks, so right. Buy drinks. Basically, you're buying drinks, yeah. Right? You're trying to, right. Yeah. Exactly. So just, but being someone who likes to dance, who has been in different environments dancing, I'm like, okay, so this, you know, what do I want to hear at 2:30 a.m.? How am I feeling? What would I want to hear and listen to? And that, I pull on that or draw on that. And it helps. I mean, so, yeah.
And how would you say, like, the audiences are different, are more demanding in a place than in another? For example, New York versus...
New York, if you can, I will say this, if you can play in a crowd in New York, you could probably go play anywhere. Yeah, you know what I mean?
But, so this is like the school of...
New York, I mean, because there's some, you know, some of the biggest, the top DJs in the world, people come here and play, or they live here and play.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know what I mean? And so I think crowds in New York... you just, you know, if you can play in New York, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And there's so many different kinds of places and crowds you can play for, and I think that's good too as a DJ, right?
Yeah.
So, but you know, different places have their different culture, you know, their culture and vibe, and I think so you have to know a little bit about that too. But then always as a DJ, I think that you just have to bring yourself, something of yourself, you know, who you are, to what you're, whatever you're doing, whatever environment that's in. Even if you're in a club and you, like, you know, you don't usually play hip hop, but like this is a hip hop night, then you gotta put your spin on hip hop, right? You know, like, I know this is what this crowd might like, but this is also my experience of hip hop, so I'm gonna put that in there too, and we're just gonna mix it all together.
Yeah. You play disco, you play funk, you play hip hop, you have a wide range.
I play house, I play broken beat, I play neo, you know, what they call it, a little R&B, neo soul. I like rock, I throw rock into my sets. I enjoy rock a lot. I like 80s new wave, that's my jam, you know what I mean?
Tracy, how about being a girl in, you know, this environment of DJs is mainly man-dominated, isn't it?
It's interesting. It definitely is a thing. It can be complicated. I think personally, I know a lot of women who DJ. Like, those are my DJ colleagues and my friends.
Do you think right now, are there more girl DJs than 8 years ago? That you
I feel like there's more, and I see more that are visible. So yes, but I will say I still think the some of the people who get like who maybe I think the many times the people who are offered things like outside of DJing or that DJ can be a launching pad for like starting your a record label or you know maybe becoming the music director for an entity or an organization or like you know for some kind of media. Other forms of media, right, that are higher profile, I still think by and large most of those things go to men or male DJs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
DJing, it can be challenging, right? It can be very a lot of ups and downs. And you just really have to, you know, when it's like down to find a way and a reason to keep going, to push through and to stick with it, right? So I do see more young women, like women starting, so I want them to stick with it and commit to it and push through, you know, and find different things to do with DJing as well too.
We asked you to bring a record, right?
Yeah.
You brought a record and we're gonna talk about that, but let's take a listen at it.
Okay.
What did you bring?
Okay, so I bought the Cone. Cone is a DJ and producer out of Boston, Massachusetts. He does great edits, you know, also a dope DJ. But it's his edit of Alicia Myers' I Wanna Thank You, which is like a classic dance floor. It's like dance disco. But to me, you know, she's like, I want to thank you, Heavenly Father, for shining your light on me. So it brings in that element I was talking about of church, and with gospel music, and I think it puts it together beautifully. And every time, it never gets old. Anytime on the dance floor, I hear this song, you know. And
so this is the one, let's listen to it.
Yeah, I love it,
This is the one that you always put in your bag, and that doesn't matter?
Frequently in my bag, yes. I like to play this one a lot.
It's 33, right?
Yeah.
Let's see.
So, you know, the nice intro, because the dance floor, you know, people are like, okay, what's happening? I like Cone's edits.
Yeah.
I enjoy them because I really feel like he stays true to the energy and really keeps the integrity of the original recording many times. You know, I don't know if that makes sense.
We were talking about earlier, like those kind of edits that they don't like transform the whole song, but they keep the essence of the song and
then
add some stuff.
Stretch it out. You know what I mean? Especially if someone who dances or knows a dance floor and what a dancer.
You're already talking really like dancing.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. You know, you're like, that's a song. Like, makes okay. Dance.
So that's a good sign that it's a good edit, isn't it?
Like, yes, you're like, yes, right? And then you get to this part, which is, you know, she's gonna come in with the vocal soon. Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you're dancing. I love it.
Do you remember getting this record?
Oh, I do remember buying this. I was happy to get this edit, you know what I mean? Because sometimes it's hard to get the edits on vinyl.
Yeah.
So I was excited, and I remember at the record store, I was like, oh, I just didn't even listen to it. I was like, I know I'm gonna get this. but I just remember hearing this record, like, growing up at, you know, family gatherings, barbecues,
like the original one.
Yeah, so, but it's just, you know, light on me. Yeah.
Right? I love it.
Because it's really about faithfulness and gratitude. Right? You know what I mean? Like, that's what the original record's about. You know what I mean? Faithfulness, believing, and then gratitude, right? And to me, that's very much what you go to church for, right? People go to church because they need, like, reassurance, you know, something to help you continue, like, to renew your faith, to restore your faith, and to express gratitude for what you do have. And that's foundational.
It's
a part of church, but it's also, to me, that's part of spiritual law, right?
Yeah, and it's what life is all about, right? It's like, and it's so nice. It's like, that you said is like a good conclusion, and like your profile, like you as a DJ, you know, gratitude and community and gathering together and love, you know, so it's like, that's what it is. So this represents Monday Blues DJ set. You could say that?
It represents a lot of it, but you know, like to have some different stuff too.
All right.
In true Gemini fashion, so, you know. But yeah, this is
a part.
Yes, it's definitely a big part of it. Yes,
that is
sure.
A part, okay.
Yeah.
I want to thank you.
Thank you.
I want to thank you in the name of Los Herederos. And the Sunny Cycle Records team, thank you very much for being here, coming to Queens from Brooklyn, and have the time to share with us your experience, your life, a little bit of your life. And definitely your music. We're going to listen to it through the speakers of the Sunny Cycle in a little bit.
Looking forward to that.
But for now, it's like, we're going to wait for the set.
Okay.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.